older women are becoming the unexpected face of homelessness and poverty in Australia.
The Salvation Army has done some research into this and has found more than 60% of people who access the Salvo's financial counselling service are women. Nicole Jenkinson is from the Salvation Army. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Dan, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How serious an issue is this for older women in the Hunter region?
Yes, no, it's definitely a growing issue that we're seeing more and more through our various services, both the centres and also our social services. The information from Moneycare Financial Counselling was very distressing, that more than 60% of the clients that they see are women in an older age group.
What are the particular challenges then that older women are facing?
Typically what happens is that women, particularly of that particular demographic, if you like, have spent their younger years raising children, supporting partners, husbands in their work and their career. And then they get to an age where they may find themselves, the marriage has broken down or the husband's passed away. And suddenly their family's all grown up, but they are on their own and really struggling to find work because they just haven't been able to develop a skill set that allows them to find employment.
So, wow.
That's really tricky.
What are you hearing from women in our region particularly?
I've spent a little bit of time with women out at Raymond Terrace, at our centre out at Raymond Terrace, but also in Woodbury and even here in the Newcastle Centre. And consistently I'm hearing that for those living on the pension, once they've paid rent, there's very little left. One lady in particular at Raymond Terrace yesterday was telling me she pays $250 a week rent, but it's nothing salubrious. It's a very small two-bedroom flat. And beyond that, once she's paid the rent, bought some groceries and put some money aside for energy bills, which is another problem for them, she's left with $25 a week. She tries, bless her, to bank that, so that, you know, should some unexpected cost arise, she's got some money in the bank, but she finds it very hard not to dip into that.
Because that is the other thing, the unexpected costs. I mean, she's not even saving for holidays there. That's $25 that's left over that are for incidentals. What happens when you have something that goes wrong and you do need the extra money?
And that exact story happened. Another lady was telling me at Raymond Terrace yesterday that she found that last week her tyre blew. And it was $109 to fix it. She just didn't have that money. So she was on foot until the next payment, where she was hoping she'd be able to cover that cost, but that would mean that she'd go without other things. And that's fortunately where the Salvation Army can step in and help with bill support and food so that the grocery bill, you know, is less, and electricity, helping with electricity bills and things like that. But it's a burden that these women who have done the right thing all their lives and raised their family, they're living with this burden, and they shouldn't be.
I often hear, Nicole, from women of that demographic saying, we're just not heard, we're not represented, nobody cares, we don't feel that we can have an impact that, or that anyone's even aware that we're here. Is that a contributing factor in this problem?
I think it is. I think it definitely is, and that's where organisations like the Salvation Army and the state and federal governments can help, because we've got the data. We can be their voice, and as long as we're prepared to collaborate and look for opportunities to support them better than we currently are, then we can start to look at programs and services and ways in which we can financially through government support them better. But the one thing that I did find interesting in talking to various women is often, you know, this issue is a very private issue, and sometimes their family don't even know that they're struggling. Their children don't even know that they're struggling. So it's very hard for them to speak up.
What can individuals do? What can I do to help, Nicole?
I think if you can, we are always in need. One of our biggest costs at the Salvos is providing food hampers for people. So if you're passing a Salvos church or store, drop some non-perishable food in, because we're making up hampers every day of the week. So individuals can help in that way. The other thing that I think we can do is to stop and check in with people, to encourage the employers in our communities to make sure that they're hiring not just the young. I mean, it's hard, there's so few jobs, but but to be also looking at older people and their unique skill sets and how they might add value to their organisation. Because I know that if you walk into any Salvation Army centre, the people that are volunteering at the front desk, greeting people, taking phone calls, the people that are cooking the community lunches and serving the community lunches and breakfast and so forth, are all women in that demographic. So they're out there, they want to work, they have a skill set, and they're very kind and generous people who need our support.